It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Bill Bratton, the former New York City Police Commissioner from 1994 until 1996, will lead the NYPD once again. Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio welcomed him back with much fanfare.
A magazine, a national magazine, once named him, quote, America's top cop. And I say, Bill Bratton, we in New York City are honored to have you as our top cop, and welcome back.
The 66-year-old, who also headed the Boston and Los Angeles police departments, is credited with reorganizing New York's approach to crime fighting. But he's made some enemies along the way. With such a long and varied career, WNYC's criminal justice reporter Kathleen Horan examines which Bill Bratton we are getting.
Bill de Blasio's election promises of reforming stop and frisk and repairing police-community relations are well known. So the common refrain by both bills at the announcement was trust.
I want what he is promising, a new day for a profession that I love to be appreciated for what it has done, but earn that appreciation in a new way also by developing trust and legitimacy.
That's tender talk from someone more associated the last time around with employing tough enforcement of low-level crimes. Arrests for things like turnstile jumping and graffiti were a hallmark of the NYPD under Bratton and Giuliani in the 90s. But de Blasio says it's a new day.
There was different leadership in the city back then, let's just say that, that may have had a different set of values.
Reporter Frank Stoltz, who covered Bratton for radio station KPCC in Los Angeles, says one of his skills is recognizing what moment a department is in and responding to it.
For instance, in New York in the early 1990s, there was a lot of crime and there was a sense that the city was spinning out of control. In Los Angeles, when he arrived, there was a sense that the police department was out of control, that it was engaging in a lot of excessive force. And so he behaved differently.
When Bratton took the helm of the LAPD in 2002, there was a consent decree in place, meaning it was being monitored by the Department of Justice for excessive use of force and racial profiling. Citizens Crime Commission President Richard Aborn says Bratton focused on rebuilding police-community relations and rewarding officers who did that.
And it wasn't just a program. You know, did you go to play basketball with some kids, or did you visit five schools? It was actually how you dealt with the public on a day-to-day basis. How did you explain to the public why you were, for instance, stopping them for a traffic violation?
The community approach was more than mood ring leadership, says civil rights attorney Connie Rice. She spent years suing the LAPD and ended up working with Bratton to reform the department.
For the first time, LAPD cops were being fired for lying, being fired for insubordination. He demoted people when they made absurd mistakes. In the past, nothing ever happened.
Rice says his well-publicized ego isn't a deterrent to reform. In big departments, it can actually help.
For powerful and arrogant police forces that act with impunity, like LAPD and NYPD, you have to have an ego bigger than the Pentagon building. If you don't, you're not going to get any change.
Former Bratton colleagues and observers say the more interesting component alongside that ego is his willingness to change. Jill Liovi covered crime under Bratton for the LA Times. She says he's an expert at the pivot.
If he tries something and it doesn't work, he will flip the next day and come out with a completely new tack on it, a completely new policy. He would simply switch tracks if things were not going well.
Of all the stints in his more than 40-year career, Bratton says he's proudest so far of his work in L.A. When asked this fall why he'd consider returning to New York, he said he's an optimist and joked, a glutton for punishment. Those close to him say the lifelong cop is also determined to complete the job in the city he didn't get to finish the first time around. In the meantime, he's sure to be one of the most scrutinized commissioners in the de Blasio administration. The New York Civil Liberties Union's Donna Lieberman says the proof will be in what Bratton actually does.
We need to see a precipitous decline in arrests for marijuana. We need to see a precipitous decline in summonses for riding a bike on the sidewalk. And we need to see a continued decline in stop and frisk. That will tell us a lot about whether we're in the right direction. And we expect that we will be.
Ladies and gentlemen,
70-year-old John K. Johnson Sr., who was at the Atlantic Avenue subway station in Brooklyn after the police commissioner announcement, isn't so sure. He voted for Bill de Blasio, but says he remembers the Bratton of 20 years ago.
He's just abrasive. He's not the kind of person who would like to compromise.
Today he promised to heal community relations like he did in L.A. What will he have to do for you to believe him?
Well, we have to wait for the verdict. You have to wait and see.
For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horn.